I'm Rory Stewart. I'm the Member of Parliament for this part of Cumbria, Penrith and the Border.
Do you think that there is the political will there to get high-speed broadband and broadband of any kind into some of these really isolated areas?
I think everybody's behind the objective, but the real question in anything, politics, management, anything, is how hard you push. And what we're really trying to do here in Cumbria is get a group of people together who always push that last moment, always say, why not, until we get into the last house.
We've been hearing from people who've been speaking this morning, and I've been hearing for years, that the problem isn't necessarily funding. It's not state handouts that people are looking for. The problem is very often the rules, petty rules, put up by some of the infrastructure owners, which make it very difficult for them to do it by themselves. Is your government actually going to address this?
Yeah, the government's very focused on this issue. So one of the major rules that you're talking about is traditionally it was not possible to access British Telecom fibre and British Telecom ducts. So working with the regulator to try to make sure that other people can access that fibre. And we're also looking at opening up our own existing public infrastructure. But some of these rules are very, very complicated. I mean, they may sound petty, but they're connected with a whole level of what happens when you take a state telephone company like BT and try to push it into the private sector, into the free market.
A lot of people were disappointed by the fact that your government announced that it was going to postpone the universal service commitment, which had been given of 2 megs to every home by, I think it was it 2013 that had originally been given. Now, that must be quite a blow because, in a way, that takes away the impetus, the target for actually getting this done.
I think the answer is that if the national government has that as a fine target, we've got to set more ambitious targets. I'm trying to set a target of the end of 2012 for universal service for everybody here. And I want to get the majority of people into next generation access by the end of 2012. So I think it's incumbent on communities, members of parliament, local government to set much more ambitious targets.
And do you think it can be done? Can it be delivered?
Yes, I believe it can. It's going to be very challenging. We've got to get a lot of different people. As you say, it's a bit like herding cats. But we've got very strong communities, we've got huge demand, we've got real need, it's vital to our economy. And the sense I'm getting at the moment makes me think we can do it.